Latte Belly. Occasional missives from an SW8 cafe.
So if you've listened to the first three parts of this Latte Belly special, London No-Go, you'll know that I'm a Londoner who's effectively given himself a very small part of London in which to function. SW8's become an enclave, a refuge as I try to work out my future. South Lambeth Road is where I exist, yet I almost lost this place too at the start of the year. The biggest battle has been here. It's taken place here. It's been about reclaiming this area from the memories of my last relationship. This is where the struggle to accept this most difficult of defeats has been. And to be fair to myself, I anticipated this. When I was staying with friends in Morden at the start of the year, I knew this was going to be the most difficult part. Living on my own, living the life I did not expect to be living at this stage of my life, doing things I expected to be doing, but doing them without the person I'd expected and hoped to be doing them with. This has been hard. It's been hard. To get through it, I needed this place, I needed the cafe and these surrounding streets to be with me. And I nearly lost these. I nearly lost them. We spent a year here, me and the ex. Her stayed with me first across the road when my friend put me up, and then right next door on the other side of this wall here to my left. Such was my fixation with this place that I moved right next door. Breakfast, lunches, meals, we came to the cafe. She introduced me to rice cakes. I would escort her through the adjacent alleyway in the early morning. She started her work early, take her to the bus stop across the road as she went to work. I used to stand at that bus stop with her with more in my life. I believed that I had a chance of turning things around in the other areas of my life, but I think she'd just seen me make too many mistakes. You know, I was on borrowed time. I was trying to save my life from the wreck it had become, and with the kind of pressure that I was under from her, I just wasn't able to do that. One day I remember her being at that bus stop, plonking her bag on the bench, and later seeing the same bag on my bed. My OCDs went into overdrive. You know, you look back now and you think, was that important? Did you need to show yourself in that light? Did you need to show how anal you could be? Probably not, but you learn. Small things like that, you learn. For some time, perhaps a little even now, I know that I still have to work overtime to reclaim these streets. They will never entirely be mine again. I need to remind myself that my memories of these streets preceded her arrival in my life by decades. I go past shops we went into. Go past traffic lights she would have punched in, the empty seat opposite me at this table. She was and is everywhere. Her memory is always going to be here because it was one of the most exciting times in my life, albeit ultimately doomed. But it feels like mine again now. By coming here every day, which I never used to do, certainly not, you know, the Saturdays and the Sundays, but by doing this, I've managed to take the place back for myself. To be more comfortable here now, but it's become now a very insular experience. If I'm not working, if I'm not writing here, I'm lost. I'll sit here with a book and I can't focus. It's become harder to be here. Going forward, I need to look at expanding, pushing out. I check maps and see which streets and communities untainted by personal defeats I could maybe explore for myself. Do I revisit Clapham Junction after 20 years, a place that in the late 80s and early 90s became a substitute home for me? Do I try Battersea? Huh? Scene of numerous suspensions in my school days, birthplace of the short-lived school football magazine I had with Mickey Boyd, On the Ball with Mick and Danger, in which I used to ghostwrite his brilliant column, London Lad. Did the bulk of the work, even then. I delude myself maybe that I can do something in West London, when apart from a brief spell working for UEFA, I did very little in West London. I've no history with West London. It needs more thought. You know, I'm just throwing these things out there. Just telling you, you know. For now, I need this place more than ever, because this city unsettles me. There are too many reminders. There are too many ghosts. For now, I need the cafe. I need these streets. I need this bubble. For now. I'm just a man having a coffee.